Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch.Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Laura Hartman. CJ, did I talk with you yesterday?
Yes, you did, Laura.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay. So I want to set up with Archtop.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you get set up.
Okay.
All right. And Laura, just in the event that we do get disconnected, what's the best phone number for you, please?
845-514-2079.
Perfect. And can you please remind me what your address was, please?
Sure. 44 Catskill Avenue, Kingston. 12401.
Perfect. Awesome. All right, and so we did go over the in-service date being the end of October.
Yeah, that's fine. That's better for me. I mean, even, you know, I wonder if I should plan for something after Election Day.
I mean, that's up to you. When it gets closer to that time, we will be calling you to go ahead and get the scheduling done. That way you can pick whatever date is best for you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and so we had discussed the 1 gig, is that correct?
That's right, the $69.99 deal.
Perfect. And did we discuss anything about, like, Wi-Fi extenders, or did I explain to you anything that, you know, we offer those at least?
Wi-Fi what?
Wi-Fi extenders. So what happens is sometimes, depending on the size of your home, depending on how large it is, sometimes Wi-Fi signal doesn't reach those hard-to-reach places within the home. So depending on whether you have like a large home or like a medium home, sometimes we do recommend one extender. It's not required at all. I just wanted to let you know that we do offer them if you ever feel like you're not getting good enough signal in certain areas of the house.
My house is just under 1,200 square feet. Do I need it?
No, then you should be fine without it.
Okay, so then I guess the answer is no.
Yeah. And then did you want the phone service?
You don't have it. Do I need, what happens if I do add-ons later? Am I losing out on any financial deal at this point?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm making a lot of big decisions and changes this month, so.
Yes, I know, especially with, you know, the heat pump and everything.
Exactly. So let's just get the internet in here, and okay. Then I can figure out, because I think I'm also going to get rid of Spectrum's TV. I'm going to figure out another way to do that, and
absolutely.
So, and maybe I'll have that answer by the time we make, we set up the appointment. So.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. All right, and so you own the house, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I know we had, it sounds like a silly question, but I know we had discussed that already.
No, it's okay.
And then how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they coming overhead through the air, or are they coming into the house under the ground?
Overhead, sadly.
Okay. And then your billing address is the same as your service address, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yep.
Now, your last name is Hartman, right?
Two N's.
Oh, two N's, okay.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm making breakfast as we're speaking.
Oh, yeah, no worries. And then what is the email that you would like on file, please?
Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at L Van Hart, that's L, V as in Victor. A-N-H-A-R-T, like my last name, Hart,
yep.
LVanHart.com.
Perfect. Now, just so you know, this will also be your username for the online portal.
Okay, good. I can remember that.
And then, of course, you already provided me with your private Mary phone number. Did you want a secondary phone number on the account?
Sure. My cell number, 917-301-1747.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
It doesn't matter.
Most people usually go for text just because it provides only account-specific updates.
Okay, so then let's go with text.
Yeah, that's usually the easiest because with text messaging, we can notify you via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. And by opting in to receive those text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text as well. And we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements unless you authorize it. And at that point, you can also choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Messages and that data rates may apply, but most cell phone companies now are unlimited everything.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that.
Perfect. Alrighty. And then I don't know if we discussed a little bit about, how we typically run a soft credit check. Typically, we run a soft one where it just tells us whether a deposit is required or not, and it also validates your identity. But it doesn't tell us anything about your credit or anything else like that. If you want to bypass a credit check, we can do so, but that would automatically require a $50 deposit.
I have a freeze on my account.
Do you happen to know the PIN?
Do I what?
Do you happen to know the PIN?
What PIN?
So when there's a freeze on your credit, they often provide you with a PIN so that you can bypass it for specific reasons, like such as this type of reason.
No, I would have to go in and are you using Experian?
I believe so.
I would have to go in and turn it off, unfreeze it, and then put it back on again.
Okay.
When do you do that?
So we actually do it during this process.
Okay. Why did life get so complicated?
I know. They always have to make things so complicated, especially when all of our socials got leaked out and everything, and it created like this huge issue with the bureaus.
Yeah. Can we
So that's why a lot of people have the freeze. Yeah, we can well, so if we bypass the credit check, it would require the $50 deposit. That's the problem.
All right, well then you're going to have to wait cuz
I
haven't turned my computer on yet. So that's going to take just a couple of minutes.
That's perfectly fine. I have your address and the phone number and the email address that you want on file, so I can just hold on to that.
Okay. You know what? So what happens with the deposit?
So the deposit gets held until services are terminated. At that point, the deposit will apply towards the final bill, or if there is no final bill, it'll get refunded back to you.
All right. Yeah, let's just wait a minute for this to kick in and do it. Because I did it with I just had to do it with the one company that I've just gotten two different loans.
Oh yeah, especially with that, yeah. I can understand that.
We'll just have to wait for my computer, that's all.
No worries.
Okay, here we go. Now, if I can figure out how to do this. Okay, it's unfrozen, so you can do this.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm just inputting the information now. Yep. And just to make sure I have your last name correct, it's H as in Henry, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.
That's correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and whenever you are ready, I have the ability to go ahead and type in the social. I only need it once. I immediately submit it, and it tells me whether a deposit is required.
Okay, 113-62-5990.
Perfect. Submitting it now.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So no deposit required. So you're all set.
Great. All right, I'm going to go back and freeze that.
Yep. I like that it provides a security alert, though.
Yep. Yeah, and they'll let me know also.
Yes. Yes. And, I mean, it's important, especially with how, like, hackers nowadays get the identity theft, and it's crazy.
Yep. Okay, so I'm signed out of there. Okay, so I'm good on this end. So what else do we need?
Did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing for the $69.99?
Yeah, I guess so. I hate that. When is it billed?
So your billing cycle doesn't start until day of install. So you won't be paying anything until after your installation's already done.
All right. Let's just get it done.
Okay. Did you want to provide me with the checking account and routing number?
Yes. Okay, which do you want first?
Routing works.
221-971-264.
Perfect. And that is for Ulster Savings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And whenever you're ready with the account.
1500. 1583-128.
Okay, can you repeat that once more? I just want to make sure I have all the numbers. I wasn't sure if there was a 15 after the 00.
1500-883-128.
Okay, perfect. And it's under your name.
Yep.
Well, and is it a checking or a savings account?
That's a checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay. And we do typically send out the invoice about 2 weeks before it's actually due.
Okay.
So you'll have plenty of notice before.
Okay.
Is there anything that our installer should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, loose animals?
Well, I have two cats and a dog.
Oh, I love puppies.
Me too. Are they going to hang wires or go underground?
So we typically try to go underground where possible, but if we are unable to go underground, then we will follow aerial.
I hope that they can go underground because I think that's more secure, and less subject to weather.
Yeah, exactly. That's why that's primarily our focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put in would prefer burial for drop cable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you guys have been working with our town highway department and all of that closely to do installs. So I'm assuming I don't know all the cables and stuff that are buried around here that your company would talk to them, right?
Yes, yes. We typically engage with the 811 line for knowing where everything is marked.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
And then is there anything that you had questions or comments for the techs, like such as like a preferred room, or if you had any questions that maybe I might not be able to answer that I can input?
Well, you're going to be bringing me, let's see, this comes in through a modem.
Yes, so we'll be bringing a modem and a router. They're both included in the price. There's no taxes or fees on top of the price. and you get the price for 2 years with no contracts, which means that you can cancel at any time.
Okay. So, so we would just need to change out the Spectrum equipment for the new line. Put in the new line, take out the Spectrum equipment, and kind of just duplicate what I have here, correct?
Yes, essentially. So what will happen is we have fiber lines, which are different than the coaxial. We'll run that through the same area that Spectrum currently has their cables. And you don't have to worry about losing connection to the internet or anything because they're completely different cables. So that's why we always recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with Spectrum.
Okay.
The install does take about an hour and a half, just so that you're aware. Our techs will come in, run the cable in, and they'll get you all set up and everything.
Okay, that's fine. I work from home. It's not such a big deal, so.
That's perfect.
Okay, so I guess that's all I need to know.
Perfect. And then I just wanted to go over a little bit of information with you, too. It's just good information. Just so that you're aware, the initial connection, there will be a technician that will come out to the property that will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called that drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. So if it's required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. At that point, we will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
The modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber. There's no rental fees, so you don't have to worry about that either. But it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide to cancel service, you'll have 30 days to return it. We will give you a box or send you a return kit to send that back to us. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and that can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it in within the required time frame.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I think that's pretty standard for most companies. And then for any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can either visit our website or you can give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account, but you're already set up with the autopay, so you should be fine with that.
Okay.
Now, the email that you provided to me automatically enrolls you in the Archtop Fiber Online account. So you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber account.
Okay.
So it'll be pretty easy. If it doesn't send you a temporary password in that invitation email, you can click on the forgot password on the sign-in page, and it'll send you a link to reset your password.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set then.
Great, thank
you. I think that was pretty quick and painless, right?
There, it was pretty good.
Well, good. I'm glad.
I look forward to getting the service. So.
Oh, absolutely. And we're very happy that you're joining this family. And we're honestly just really happy to be providing, you know, better technology to an area that should have already had it years ago.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, they've had fiber for many years, but, like, the Hudson Valley has been without fiber.
Yeah, it's crazy, and Spectrum has had no competition, so they can charge us whatever they want.
I know, it's crazy. Like, in Dutchess, in parts of Dutchess, there's Optimum, and they're the only ones that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when I lived in Windham, we had Verizon, but it was DSL.
Wow.
Yeah. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I was like, how do you have DSL? I mean, I get it. It's the mountains, but still, like, in an age where we had cable, I was still forced to have DSL. It was,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy back then. It was back in 2012, but still, like, even back then, like, we had cable. I had Optimum when I first moved to Dutchess in 2007. So we had regular cable, and then I moved to Wyndham, and it was just step back in time, like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in that area.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
It always is. I was going to ask you, are you guys in Greene County at all?
Not yet, but we're actually making our way up there. Right now we're in Saugerties, but we're planning on making our way up to Hudson and Catskill soon.
Okay, well, that won't help my mother.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to be branching out from Catskill as well, but it takes some time because we've got a lot of construction plans that are currently going.
Right.
Like, right now, we're even in Rhinebeck. We've already started providing service to Rhinebeck. We're getting started on Red Hook area, and we're just kind of, like, slowly but quickly at the same time branching out.
Mm-hmm. And are a lot of people signing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of insane. Like, when we first started, like, we had a few people, and then now we handle so much. It's pretty intense.
Wow,
it's kind of fun to watch it, you know? It's like a spider building its web, and then all of a sudden it grows to this big network, and it's really awesome.
That's really great. I'm glad to hear that people are going with you.
Oh, yeah, and we've had so many people that are so much happier. I've had people that even told me, like, wow, I can't believe how fast this is. And I'm like, well, I mean, fiber is faster because we use pulses of light. But it's just it's interesting hearing people who have – you know, dealt with cable for so long, and we're so used to cable being pretty decent. But then all of a sudden, it's like we're having no lag, no buffering, and it's just like, where has this been my entire life? Especially for those of us who grew up with those giant cell phones and, you know, like the dial-up networks before AOL was even a thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's
I
just...
remember.
Oh, yeah, we had AT&T dial-up. We had to unplug our phone to be able to connect to the internet.
Yep, I remember that well. You had the adapter to have the two phone cords in.
Yes, I actually had a laptop that had one built in.
Yep, wow.
Yeah, that was, I want to say that was in 98, I believe.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was around 98, but before that we did have to have that adapter. We would go to Radio Shack and pick it up.
I remember that, too.
Back when Radio Shack was the biggest thing.
So how far are you into Saugerties?
So actually, we have most of the town covered already. The only area that we're not quite there yet is when you cross over the thruway. Because that takes a little bit of extra planning to get over that, because that's not technically, I believe it's State Road.
Uh-huh.
But that's like more of a construction department section. So I don't have like all the answers for that. But I know some areas of Saugerties that are like on the other side of the thruway, we don't quite have service to yet.
Okay. I'm going to make sure to mention this to my brother because he's got a big business and they do a lot of streaming.
Oh, yeah. We do business as well.
Uh-huh.
Actually, when we were at the Sawyer Motors car show, I was working at the 10 and I was going over to the businesses, letting them know, hey, like, we offer, you know, business as well as residential.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of nice. We were able to reach out into the community and, you know, be a part of it and enjoy classic cars as well as modern ones.
Good. I'm just really glad you guys are being successful. That's what we were hoping for.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, honestly, like, the biggest thing for me is the fact that, you know, we're all part members of the community. We all want what's best for each other.
Yep. Yeah, I run a citizens group, and we really had been working hard on making Tech City turn into something, which we're thrilled now that it's iPark.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we were really happy to hear about your company. You know, we've watched that development very carefully.
Yeah, that's funny because there's an iPark down in Fishkill, too.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, I have ties to, like, when IBM was in Poughkeepsie. I mean, they still are, but my grandfather used to work for them. So it's kind of nice, you know, even though IBM may not be as, like, huge as it was back in the 90s and 2000s, you know, we're still finding ways of making the technology better.
Yep.
But, yeah. But other than that, you are all set. Your account is all set up. You should be receiving those emails to at least notify you that you can log in. If you ever want to make changes to either your account or your auto pay settings, you can do that through the portal as well. There's a lot of great information too. If you go to our website and you go to the support section, there's also videos on how we do our construction and everything too.
Oh, okay. All right. I got the two emails.
Perfect.
I will log on when I get back to my computer. And I got the confirmation of my order.
Perfect. Yeah, okay. So once it comes closer to the 25th of October, either I or one of my teammates will be reaching out to go ahead and get scheduled.
Okay.
And we do offer great, you know, we have great days. We even do installs on Saturdays too.
I work from home, so
yeah,
I'm not
concerned about that.
Schedule, yeah. And especially if I can keep working on the internet while they're working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, I hope it's you that calls me back for an appointment.
Oh, absolutely. I will definitely do that.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure. And welcome to the Archtop family.
Thanks, CJ. I appreciate all your help, and I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, absolutely. So are we. Thank you so much for calling Archtop, Laura, and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend.
And
hopefully next time you hear me, I won't be as rough-voiced.
Yeah. Have you been sick?
Yeah, unfortunately, I had pneumonia. My 8-year-old gave me pneumonia.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was not fun.
I've had pneumonia a number of times, so I get it. It's not fun. Take care of yourself.
Oh, I definitely am. It's just not fun when you've hit like 2 courses of antibiotics and still trying to be persistent.
Wow.
But I am doing what I can. I had like no voice for 2 weeks. At least now I have somewhat of a voice. It's coming back slowly but surely.
Yeah, but pneumonia is nothing to fool with, so make sure you get rest and take care of yourself.
And I have been. I've been drinking lots of fluids, lots of water. I've been pretty heavy on the, vitamin C and trying to make sure everything is all set. I mean, my son was only sick for like 4 days. He had a cough, and then he coughed on me, and then it just developed into something worse.
Yeah.
But at least he's okay.
Yes. All right. Well, you feel better, and thanks for all your help. Take care.
Thank you. You as well, Laura, and have a wonderful weekend. Again, thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.